This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. I'm your host this morning, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
What up?
Oh, just getting old Jeffcoat on the phone, live and large and in charge from Venice.
Well, cool. We'll see what he's been doing all week down there. All right. Well, welcome back to the show, folks. Right now, currently, we have a south wind at 8 at the Galveston North Jetty. Inside the bay there in West Bay. By the railroad bridge, it is 6 out of the southwest. San Luis Pass, due south at 6. Eagle Point is southwest at 3. On up in the complex, by Morgan's Point, we have a kind of a west-southwest at 5 up there. Down around where a rollover used to be, it's 2 out of the south. So, and down Matagorda Way, it looks like 8 to 10 just about everywhere. South, some areas are south, others are southeast. So another good fishing morning. Looking us right down the pipe. Looks good to me. Be safe and respect fellow fishermen if that's possible. All right, let's go to Venice, Louisiana now. Let's talk to Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's doing over there this week. Mike, what's going on, man?
Not much. Nick, how are you this morning?
I couldn't be better. Everything is good.
I like how you said where rollover used to be.
Where rollover used to be.
Had some people this week talking about rollover pass. About back in the day when they was kids, and some pictures you got in your studio is awesome pictures. That's
those were back in the 50s, man. Did they pack them in there like sardines or what, buddy?
We just thought it was crowded here. Go look at them pictures.
I'm telling you. So,
anyhow, before we get into all this fishing and stuff, I don't know if you know it, but I want to let it out to all our listeners, and our prayers go out to Mr. Tex Bonin and his family this week.
Yeah, he lost his son-in-law yesterday, right?
A couple days.
He was telling me about it yesterday. He didn't elaborate on it, but it was a shock.
Right. Yep. You know, his daughter had fought that stuff and finally got to ring the bell, and then all of a sudden this come up. And he didn't survive it. So, Tex Bonin, I love you.
We so, all do.
Anyhow. Yeah.
You got to love a guy like Tex, man. He's a gem.
For people that don't know him, y'all missed out on knowing somebody. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, like Everett, to go fish with a man, and you'll have a treat, I promise you. But anyhow, now we going through the motions down here. Finally getting past the moon, I hope. I'm fixing to find out. Boy, it's been a little tough on this backside, especially with this clean river. But, I mean, I've had to work this week, brother. It's getting better every day. I'm finally starting to see some fish eat, you know, and all during that moon on the backside of it, these fish were hard to pinpoint, you know, and the tide's been real weak. It's been a challenge. The best bite's been the flounder bite.
Really?
yeah, really. I mean, just getting a drain and, you know, generally when it's got some current in it, you know, you fish each side of it, fish in corners and stuff where that water's coming around. But right now, just throw right down the middle of the drain. As far as you can go back in it and work it back to you, and, you know, 7 out of 10 times you're going to get a flounder bite. So it's been pretty cool with the flounder. Can't say nothing about the trout. I fooled with them one day this week, and they didn't cooperate. I got eaten up by the ladyfish and Spanish mackerel. And so after I went through enough of jig heads, I said, we're not going to fool these trout no more. So I don't know what them trout done. It's got to be a Houdini trick going on with them, you know, with this river like it is. I went offshore day before yesterday, and I'm telling you, I could not believe what my machine was showing me in that river. I mean, they just balls of bait, slicks everywhere, and I'm going, wow, this is some kind of crazy. And I know them slicks are gaff tops, because I've caught a bunch of gaff tops in the river, too, while I'm fishing in. But offshore was tough day before yesterday. Man, we loaded up on bait right off the bat. Everybody was happy and smiling. 232 gallons later, the smiles wasn't that big no more.
it was tough offshore, huh?
Yeah, I mean, dead slick. I mean, it wasn't hardly a ripple on the water and no current. And that
makes a big difference. That hurts.
Big difference. That hurts. And, you know, the Motona fish had just come up and roll like a tarpon, you know. They wasn't coming up jumping and crashing, and you know, they was feeding on some little bitty squid and little bitty flying fish, and it was just hard to get them. I think we had 10 bites, put one in the boat finally. The rest of them pulled off or just didn't get hooked up, you know. Had one white marlin on. That was cool. They're hard to keep on and go to jump. And we lost him in the transfer.
Oh, man.
Then we rolled him back in. We stopped and caught a couple of amberjacks. I mean, pulled up on the place that was supposed to be at. Hardtails there. Caught a couple of hardtails real quick. Dropped down. Bam, bam. Man, this is going to work out. I got three people. Man, these two sons out of Livingston. And dropped back down. I take it back. Barracuda. Big red snapper.
Big old Barracuda, huh?
Barracuda. So, that wasn't just a great day. Now I'm getting rained on. Going to rain. Imagine that.
Are you? I hadn't looked at radar over there this morning. You're kidding, man.
I looked at it. It was a few things around, but just very small. So,
yeah, I see that one you're driving through right now.
Yep.
Boothville. It's right on top of Boothville.
Right on top of Boothville. And I'm fixing to come into downtown Boothville.
Attaboy.
So,
they're out in the Gulf. There's some little showers out in the Gulf in front of you, kind of drifting towards the mainland.
Yeah.
Nothing major. Just little spotty showers.
It's like tarpon fishing is good. I've seen Robbie really excited every morning. So they've been having some good days. But anyhow, I really don't know what I'm doing this morning.
you don't? Hey, that's two of us.
I briefly talked to my customer yesterday, and they said they don't talk about it, so which way they wanted to go, Bull Reds or Keepers or whatever. And Bull Reds hadn't been cooperating real good neither, you know. We've got so much hot water in the shallow bays. killing them bogeys. I guess I told you about it this morning about flying by. It was just unbelievable amount of bogeys that was dead in there. But when water gets 90 degrees,
he told me Hank Parker was down there, and he was talking about how tough it was on them bulls that he likes to come down there and catch every year.
Yep. And so I don't know what my game plan is this morning. Figure it out. I know there's, I mean, the bulls are there. I see them every day. I had to fool with them this week. Customers I've had don't want to fool with them. They just didn't want to keep them big. I know they're there. I've been running through them.
Right.
Stopping on them and trying to catch them. But, you know, with them weak tides, you know yourself. Like I tell my people every day, two things, bait and current, makes all the difference in the world. So hopefully, I ain't even looking at my tides today. I'll do it when I get on the boat. But hopefully, we got a little change in this tide.
My tide schedule up here, we're on 4 week ones, you know.
I don't want to hear about four. I hate a four tide system day. I mean, I just, you know, you've got to be in the right spot at the right time on them four tides.
Yeah, you just got to fish close to the coast and near the passes, you know, to get any kind of current at all when they're 4 week ones like that.
Absolutely. You know, and that's like the river. You know, the river's down now. It's at like 4.3 at New Orleans. So that means it's probably at 2-something here. And the current on the river, even on the outgoing tide, there's just not been a whole bunch of current in that river.
Right.
And I guess it was Thursday. I don't remember. The days are all running together right now. But, I mean, I fished right there at the jump where you come off the river, turning back into Grand Bayou, that's called Jump, going back to Marina. And honestly, Mick, I can see the bottom in the 8-foot of water.
Man, that's clean.
That's clean. You know, so, it's interesting. And then Baby Jack prevails. Them little dudes are in that river, they're about the size of your head.
Yeah.
And they will eat you alive.
Will they?
That's
baby permits.
They, you know, baby permits. That's what they are. That's one thing about them jacks. They ain't real. They're not real choosy and worried about that. They'll jump on if they're there. So makes for some fun times. But you know, same thing with the ladyfish. Ladyfish are in the river too. So,
well, I'd rather catch them baby jacks than I had them nasty ladyfish.
Man, they know something big.
I've seen some monster horse mackerel. That's what we call them once they get big. We call them horse mackerels. They got eyes as big as a horse, you know.
You bet. Or no, or tarpon, baby tarpon, you know.
Yeah, poor man's tarpon.
Yep, absolutely. So, but that's what's happening down here. You know, everything. I live in kind of a sheltered world down here. You know, everything that y'all see. In the major cities and stuff, I'm not getting to see. And
that's a good thing. That's a good thing for you, buddy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even during the week, the parking lot's full. Maybe Monday, the parking lot's not full, but the rest of the week, the parking lot's just slammed full.
Amazing how many people are fishing this year with this COVID crisis and everything.
Every Thursday evening when I come in, it's unbelievable the amount of boats that are unloading. Boats loaded down with their gear and groceries and all that stuff, going to a float camp or something, you know. And I'm proud for them. I love to see these kids out getting fish and families together. So it means a lot the world we're living in right now. Because it's hard to understand, hard to follow what's going on. But we'll see what happens to them. About 90 days. Hopefully things will calm down some. But, and I'm on countdown myself. Dove season is just around the corner.
Teal and dove coming up, man. Coming to a rice field near you.
Yep. Well, me and Darlene, we done got our place rented. We're going to stay where Crocker stays out there this year, and we're going to spend the opening day of the dove season with Mr. Crocker.
Social distancing in a dove field.
Yeah, absolutely. That ain't hard to do.
No, it's not. That's a way to go.
So, yeah, and them cabins are about 50 yards apart, so that's plenty of social distancing.
That's it.
But no, I'm looking forward to it. I told Darlene the other day, I said, I feel like kids, not before Christmas.
I know.
Put a little step, pump back in my step, you know.
So, that's it, man. Drop the rod and grab a shotgun.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Everybody needs a little escape, a little break, man. People got to live their lives. If you can't live your life, it's not worth living.
Absolutely.
Just got to be careful.
You know, and I think, you're right. I think people are kind of waking up to this deal and realizing, we got to move forward. And this country's got to start moving, or we're not going to.
That's exactly right.
We're not going to get this economy back where it needs to be. So.
Everybody will take the precautions, stay out of big crowds, and just go on about their lives and work and get their job done. We get her rolling again.
That's
buddy.
Funny, isn't it? That's funny. So.
All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over to Bennis and getting hooked up, how do they do it?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing. We're still offering the 10% through Labor Day, so there's some people taking advantage of that. Got a gentleman out of Huffman, Texas. It's a big listener of yours. It's coming in today.
Good.
Fish with that. And Mr. Tex Bonin and family, my prayers go out to you, sir.
We love him. He's a great guy. All right. Well, Mike, have a good day out there. Go catch him up. I'll talk to you next week, man. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, Mike. You too.
All right. See you now. Take care. All right. That's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
You know, I got 190 mile an hour, 10.3 in the quarter, 3.60 Mustang that uses racing fuel. It's got a NASCAR package, and people have seen me going up and down 59, doing 140 all the doggone time. In fact, there's got guys pulling boats doing 115. I run side by side with them a while. We talk for a minute, and I run up to about 140, something like that. To put them away.
Who in the world is pulling a boat 115 miles an hour? That is suicide.
Plenty guys are doing that. Let's check this out, Mitch.
We'll be reading about them in the Chronicle.
Hey, man, my dang-old wife in labor, man. Got them going down to the hospital. I'm going to have Ned Lamaze partner, man.
Good evening, sir. Do you know why I pulled you over? There's an amateur race at the Speedway this weekend. Winner gets to drive the pace car when NASCAR comes to town.
Whoa, man, you talking about that NASCAR, man? I've been trying over 5 years, man, to get on that dang old pace car, man. You gonna get me on in down on there?
I see I'm talking your language now.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 520 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down G-Town Way. Let's check in with Mr. Shark Man himself, Sharky Marquez. Sharky, what's up?
What's up, brother? Good morning, good morning.
Well, are you going out in the wild blue yonder, or are you staying inshore this morning?
I am staying inshore. I'm kind of wishing I was going out in the wild blue yonder, but, man, we're going to make a day out of it and go catch a fish and have a good time. So that's what it's all about. A little less wear and tear on my body and boat. That's all right for today. But, man, I gotta take advantage of this beautiful weather we've been having here sooner than later. So, man, where was this weather snapper season, right?
I'm telling you. Isn't that amazing how that works out? That's just... snapper guys don't get a break, man.
That's it. I mean, August 1st, the day it was over. Flat, 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 flat. Absolutely insane. But, hey, look, I'm not complaining one bit, you know. Being able to have a good opportunity to go whack some fish on some calm water these last couple of days has been really nice. Really nice. So we took a friend's little 23 bay boat out yesterday, and we went a little close offshore action, and those kingfish are starting to show back up. There was a bunch of cobia on the fairway buoys all up and down the ship channel. So we messed around with those guys, and man, it's just, there's a lot of life coming back into our system here after all that fresh water from Hannah. So man, it's even beyond like Donkey Kong today. So how's everything up your way? You guys seeing some fish in your bay system or?
Not really. It's still pretty slow, bud.
Still trying to make their way down through our little inlet.
Well,
here.
Yeah, if that happens, y'all just didn't let many get through this spring and early summer.
It's,
picking up the pieces.
Gee whiz.
God, I long for a school that I can just pull in on and whack about 25 or 30 good ones out of it. Just,
oh, yeah.
Man, you don't miss it till you don't have it, man.
Boy, you ain't kidding. It's something easy to take for granted while it's here, you know. It's like go a couple weeks whacking fish and everybody's happy. You don't think about it. And then, man, when it shuts off, you start thinking about it real quick. You're like, yeah. Dadgum, I probably should be working somewhere else, doing a little something different, you know, what's going on. Oh, man. Mm-mm-mm.
Well, how's things in your life? All your stuff going well for you?
Oh, we're great, Mickey. We are, we're staying busy down here and, you know, looking forward to finishing out these trips and then heading into bull red season and all that good stuff coming up soon. And so we're just, I think right now we're about 3 or 4 weeks booked out right now. So it's been a big blessing, you know, after all this craziness and up and downs and losing trips and getting trips back. And
I know it.
Man, I think it's finally shaped out to where we can, you know, run some trips and make some memories and do what we love to do. So
it'll be a year to remember, I'll tell you that, 2020.
You ain't kidding. You ain't kidding. But, man.
A lot of people are staying positive, though, and just, you know, moving on with their lives and living their lives and just taking the precautions and just try to get what you can out of it.
Man, that's exactly what you got to do. And I mean, if anything, this whole pandemic has grown the outdoors community.
I'm telling you.
I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. The Academy and Webster restocked. I mean, for those listening, probably not by this afternoon if you didn't know that, because everybody's going to run out there and buy everything. But
boy, can you believe the shortage of tackle this year? I mean, all kinds of stuff. I mean, just shortages of everything.
It is nuts. It is nuts. I bought myself a Barbie pole to use the other day because that's all they had up there. I lost a spinning rod offshore. I was like thinking hard, you know. Hey, if it didn't have that light up sparkle reel, you know, I probably would have bought it. But, man, I mean, I was, yeah. So we'll see. I think.
Now, what's a Barbie pole? What are you calling a Barbie pole?
Okay, I'm talking literally about literally it's got princesses going up the handle.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, I'm serious. And I'm going to tell you right now, we caught a huge bull red last year on a legit kiddo's Barbie pole.
Who makes that rod?
I don't know? Walmart, I don't know. That thing is – but I'm going to tell you, you can't break those things, okay? We had this
maybe Ugly Stick makes them.
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
Maybe they do. I mean,
that's funny.
That rod just bent straight down. We were messing around. We had six big poles out, and we had this kid on the boat, and he wanted to catch a fish on a, you know, on a Barbie pole. I said, all right, you know. So we throw this pole out, six big rods and one little barbie pole, and that barbie pole is bent down screaming within about 5 minutes, and we hooked up, man. It was crazy, and we caught, what was it, like a 39, 40-inch bull red on that barbie pole?
Right.
It was nuts.
What do? Just put a good spinning reel on it?
No, we used what it came with.
Oh, really?
Which was one of those little miniature Zebcos, and we put some 30-pound braid on that bad boy. And I'm going to tell you, if you're ever shortage of rods and you need a last resort, you go by Academy and get yourself a little barbie pole action.
Is it like a little push button reel?
It is.
Like a push button? Okay. Maybe Zebco makes it. I can't believe that bull red didn't strip the gears out of that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to send it to you. We did. We went live and everything. Caught it on live camera. It was sweet.
That's fun.
But, man, we'll see. I think today's going to be
a good day. Who said you can't go bear hunting with a switch?
Show up to the dunk hunt with a slingshot, you know, one of them little pebble launchers.
I remember back in the day when my son was little, like 4 years old and stuff, his grandmother got him a Snoopy rod and reel. You know, Snoopy,
right,
the character and Charlie Brown character or whatever.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe some of the fish he reeled in with that when he was a little bitty kid. I'm going, how does this thing not blow up?
I'm telling you, moral of the story, you know, I mean, I would definitely keep one on hand at all times. Worst case scenario, one of your customers loses the rod, man, you pull that thing out, wham, you're back in business.
So I guess the rod you lost that you replaced it with, that it was probably one of those good croaker smokers and a good reel and all that on it.
Oh yeah, we got smoked by a kingfish and it. I guess
there's no getting those back with a king on the end of them. They'll be able to pull that all over the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, no kidding. Kind of felt bad for the kingfish, you know, pulling around that. That's like the ultimate trophy for him, you know. He's like, check out what I got.
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm excited, Mickey. Today looks great, man. We're going to get out there. We've got a triple boat trip this morning.
Cool.
With an awesome group. And we got a little competition going, me and the guide. So we're going to.
Oh, you got to have that.
You have to. You have to. And we're excited. We're excited. We're going to do biggest redfish, I think, biggest shark, and then biggest you know, slot size game fish, maybe, you know. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I wish y'all the best of luck and hope weather cooperates and the wind stays down. It's down right now and looks good. So seas
it
are
sure
down.
Sure is.
And
we're going to lock her down and load up some knocker rigs and and head out there and whack some big fish.
All right, buddy. Well, hey. If somebody wants to call you folks down there and get hooked up, go out of G-Town and fish inshore or offshore, give them out some information, Sharky.
Absolutely. Hey, come and check us out, man. We would love to have you guys. Our information is Outcast Fishing, FISHIN, no G on the end, charters.com. You can check out our different trip packages and pricing right there. Also, our available dates, and you can book directly online. So check us out. We'd love to have you guys out with us. And then also, we are 100% restocked on our face shields, our buffs, on Monsta, M-O-N-S-T-A, fishing, FISHIN.com, and use that discount code AM610 to get you a sweet discount deal. Mickey, it's been special. And
All right, man.
That's what I know.
All right. Well, Sharky, y'all be safe out there, and good luck and good fishing, man.
Hey, thank you, brother. Great.
All right,
with
see
you,
buddy.
Nick, you have a blessed day.
Okay, talk Sharky. Take care. All right. Captain Michael Marquez down in G-Town. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Johnny B., I kind of recognize that lead guitar. Is that Black Sabbath?
Yes.
You dog, you. Boy, jerking them out on me this morning. All right, cool. That's good fishing music right there. That'll get you going. That'll make you work your topwater way too fast. All right, speaking of fast, man, let's go down to G-Town in Tiki Island, Texas. Get hooked up with Living the Dream and Going to the Bottom himself, Captain James Flogg. Little Rat, what is up?
Big Daddy, what's up, man?
Oh, man, you know me, bud.
I know you. I know what's happening.
Hey, I got some news for you and Hillman. I did get my old golf clubs ordered. I'm coming back after.
Heyo.
Got me a new set of Mizuno irons coming, and with the right shafts in them for me, because I can't swing as hard as I used to. And got me a new tailor-made driver and 3-wood. So.
Oh, bud, you'll come off the couch and just make me look stupid.
You want to bet?
Hey, whenever these clubs come in, I'm booking us a tee time.
Let's do it.
Hey, let's all go play.
Hey, I'll bring Case Coors Light. We'll have a great day.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We'll go play at Moody's, and that way you just lose about – one thing good about Moody's, you don't have to hunt no blow and no trees because it's gone in the water.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of water there, man. Bring some water balls.
Ain't that the truth?
I got about 50 Max Flies with me, so I'm ready to rumble.
Oh, man, I got 1,500 water balls over here at the marina. I got balls.
You know what I found in my tackle room yesterday? I got two cases of Titleist golf balls that I never even used that were given to me for Christmas gifts. And, hey, they're still good.
Well, I do need some of them. Bring me some balls.
Man. I'll bring you some balls, buddy.
Oh, Lord. That's great. Man, I'm looking forward to it. Pretty nice.
So,
down here,
Johnny B, you like the Dunlop Max Flies?
They're going to work fine for, you know, everyday play for stuff like me. But,
yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I was spoiled growing up with my dad because he was a VP of a company, and he got about 50 dozen Pro V1s a year. That was like, he had that written into his contract. That he wanted 50 to 60 dozen Pro V1s.
Well, I need a job like that, man.
Well, my dad...
Man, that's a good deal.
He played 2 days a week for sales and for entertaining customers because that's just what he had to do as much as he, you know, would work. You know, it's a 50-hour work week, and half the time it's, you know, having to go out and shake some hands and kiss some babies.
Sound like a politician.
Yeah, man, that's what sales is some of the time. Yeah. You just gotta sweet talk people, unfortunately.
Hey, I can hit them water balls as far as I can hit them regular ones. Especially when you hit the dirt right in the club and it rolls out there about 10 foot, I'm good.
Yeah, with a you know, at our level, you know, the ball doesn't make the golfer.
ain't that the truth.
Just hit what you got, buddy.
I was playing with a guy, my neighbor Gary Kaufman, one of those Gauss Dizzers. He's a great, great guy, man. Great guy. And he's really a good golfer. He says he's not, but I played with him. So he bought a new set of, he had them ordered, some pings, I think, Mickey, and some kind of driver, whatever, right there hitting balls at Moody's. And he hit one. He said, yep, you can buy some game. I just started laughing. He said, you buy this game with this game. I said, I got you. It was pretty funny.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what I'm doing, man.
You don't know what you're doing.
No, I'm at the boat just to get ready to go.
Well, what have you been doing? I mean, did you go tarpon fishing the other day? You said you were going to take the box out. And...
Yeah, I'm tarpon fishing right now, Mickey.
Okay, well, cool. I knew you'd switched horses a little bit there, bud.
And it's good. There's a lot of fish. There's a lot of people doing it. But there's a lot of fish scattered out. They're not just, you know, everywhere. I'm usually where they're not. There's some fish. Of course, the weather's right, you know.
Right.
I ain't catching them. We jumped one off yesterday about 150. But I wasn't worried. There were some schools of fish around that way. It was good. It was good. There was, you know, some 10 bites, and there's a lot of people that drove around, burnt 9 million gallons of gas, didn't catch nothing.
Well, along with tarpon this time of year, you know, y'all always, you know, y'all do this, and you know what you're doing, but you consistently see it. It's kind of scattered like this time of year, and as we get later into August and into September, then those fish start balling up and ganging up better, right?
Well, they're balled up now, but they're all, everything's, nothing's where it wants to be. I mean, it ain't like the trout fishing where
you know, they've been where they're at, you know, and but right now they are, you know, they're moving, and you find them. I did something I ain't ever done yesterday. I worked the school of tarpon for 7 miles, one school.
Man.
It was just a migration of fish, thinking about stopping. And it was a lot of fish. It was a one school, huge, going down. They were going way, way, way out far, real like where you wouldn't go. And about the fifth time we hit them, we had a bite. We jumped one off about 1 foot. And then I stayed on them for 7 miles and never had another bite.
Crazy. Sounds like Robbie last year in Venice.
How about my crew here? What time is it?
It's 5:42.
Oh, there's my crew staring at me. I ain't thinking about being ready to go. Hey, y'all go take a break, man. I ain't even close, dude. What's happening?
Oh, gung ho. Oh, fired Lord, up, man. They got their thumb on your head already, bro.
Nah, I don't do that. That won't last very long with me. but it was pretty cool. Hey, just sitting there looking at you. Them fish. I mean, some nice big ones, big fish. The day before yesterday, we had one bite. We worked several schools. But we had one bite. I saw a bunch of little bitty fish. I saw a bunch of 20, 30-pound tarpon.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, weather holds, beach looks good. It'd be all right. I think I'm just going to go try to catch something. This is one of my good guys. He had a two-boat deal with his daughter. They're all going back to college. I said, dude, you do not want to go lure trout fishing with me tomorrow. It's Saturday. You don't ever do that, and you're not going to catch nothing.
Right.
So we're going to go do this deal.
You seeing a lot of other stuff out there? You seeing schools of bull reds or anything like that?
No, I ain't seen nothing, dude. Nothing. Not where I'm fishing. It's dead. There ain't much bait. I really don't know what's going on. Everything that I'm seeing, they're all moving. They're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Going somewhere.
Well, hopefully they're all going to come to the mouth of Galveston and just stack up for the rest of the year. Right here, that'd be nice.
That would be cool. Yes, sir. Yeah. The problem, what you said earlier, you're exactly right. What happens is you get later in the year. But here's our problem. It has been for a long time, especially these times, is, you know, by the time you get to September, you either got some kind of tropical thing, you've got some kind of front that goes out there and stalls. You just don't get good weather.
Yeah.
You get a little two-day wind. But I remember when it used to be big time. Then the last 2 weeks of September, one front come through and it would actually go on, and then that high pressure would set in. You had about 10 or 15 days where it was nice. Oh, buddy, they snap. And all the big tarpon that I've caught, the biggest ones ever caught, have all been the last 2 weeks of September.
Right. I hear that a lot.
But that don't matter. I mean, the state record was broken in August, so you can catch one any time.
Yeah, LaRue caught his fish in August, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, but there was a bunch of fish down there that day. We had found them the day before in the dirty water. Not many bites. But a lot of fish. Matter of fact, I came in from snapper fishing. I come in from offshore and run into them. And I think we had one bite that day. The water was like bay water. You need to see about, you know, maybe 3 foot, maybe. And then the next day that water cleaned up a little bit. The fish didn't move. They were pulling in there, man. And they were right where they were the day before. We stopped on top of them. I think we had 5 bites that day.
Man.
So, yeah, that was a good day. I remember he called me, and I said, man, dude, you better put that fish in the boat. You done messed one of them up like that. I'm telling him, put him in the boat. Well, I said, well, there ain't no well. He gave me the name. So you need to throw him in the boat. If you ain't, I'll come over there and do it for you. Them boys right here don't know about killing fish, you know. I've killed plenty of them in Louisiana. You know, because, we fish the rodeos over there and kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll kill those fish, don't they?
They'll kill more fish one weekend in Louisiana than they'll kill all year.
Man.
bunch of fish over there this year, man. Robbie hit it right. He paid his dues and had a couple of crappy years, and it's on over
Boy,
there.
Boy, last year he was dying on the vine. They were seeing all those fish and couldn't catch them. It was aggravating. You know, well, every time I talk to Mike, he'd say, "Boy, Robbie's just beside himself, man, seeing all these thousands of fish and can't catch them, man."
Well, and it really wasn't that good. It really was like there's millions of them on Hannah's, and there we all are. You know, one day you might catch them, and then, you know.
Right.
This year, they caught them. They ain't just in one spot. They're at the Delta. They're at Northeast. They're at Grand Bio. I mean, they got some fish.
Now, will any of those fish work their way down the coast towards us, or is that as far as those fish go?
I don't think so. I don't think
Yeah, they –
Hey, they put
where do those fish usually come from? Florida?
Coon said, here's what Coon said. This is what he said. He's the best tarpon fisherman I know. The big ones come from the south, and then the little ones come from Florida. That's what he always says. And they come to the river. And they have to come through here. But, you know, do they make it? Hey, but think about this. I fool with that little school. I say little. I fool with one school of fish. And the only reason I lost them, I ran into some wind. You know, I got the further I went to the east, it got bumpy, got white cappy, and they went down. Now I didn't do that for very long, and they went 7 miles. So think if they want to move and go somewhere.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they'll be gone. They'll all be gone. They'll be gone. This whole lot of this can leave one night and go. So they gotta have some speed, like trout fish do. They're going to be somewhere where they need something. I mean, that's what they do.
Sure, and I think that's why those they're really drawn to that Mississippi Delta is because of the bait.
The bonitas,
the nutrients,
and rain
bait,
minnows.
And yeah, everything. Rain minnows, all that. That plays a big role in it.
The reason we went when we left here, we pulled that little stretch of weather where, like, in 2000, 99, 2000, 2001, whatever it was, doesn't matter. It was just old south, 15 knots, 2 to 3 foot every day, dirty water. And I told Robbie, of course, we were all younger than us, man, if we're going to stay doing this, we got to move. And I had fished in Louisiana. That's where I learned how to do a lot of stuff that I do. I didn't invent all this stuff. I mean, I learned from Coon Swift, and he's one of the best. So that's when we went over there. We had it, dude. We had the weather. We had the fish. It was insane. I had a barge, you know, by my third year. Because I knew all those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Katrina's what run me off. When Katrina came and wiped everything out, I didn't go back. And now I'm too old. I ain't going back.
Right.
But, yeah, they'll have a good year this year. And I'm glad for them. And hopefully we do. Hopefully we catch a few fish. There's some fish. I mean, there's the hot dogs, the guys I know, my guys, they're good. They're getting some bites.
Well,
yeah, them tarpons want to move, brother. They won't. They can be gone. I've never done that before because I had nothing else to do. I ain't seen a fish. I ain't seen nothing but the Dead Sea till straight up 12 o'clock. And I got lucky and I found them fish. So I just leaned on them. And that's the furthest and longest I've ever jacked with a school. Hey, and they didn't deviate either. A lot of times they deviate, go inshore, do this. It was a migration, same line going.
I'm trying to remember that year that we had out of Galveston. Even I was catching tarpon that year. But man, that's hey, from San Luis Pass to the South Jetty, I mean, it was wall-to-wall fish.
I don't think that was 97, Mickey.
Was it? I still had my Hydrosport.
So what year would that have been? Earlier? 94, 95?
No, it was, I had that boat for quite a while, but I remember one day. I put in at Crawley's and ran all the way I ran all the way out through the jetties and down to San Luis Pass and back in, and we caught 5 that day.
Yeah, I want to say it was 96 or 97.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
Stuff.
There was a bunch of fish.
Yeah.
I remember calling you on the radio. I said, "Hey, dude, just stop. It was far as you can see." Y'all, your boat wake ain't even gone away good. Boom, I said, "We got 2 on."
Yeah, I remember that. I was inside.
Mickey, I better get going. These guys.
Okay. Well, hey, go ahead and take care of your people.
I didn't know.
Yeah. You don't want them eyeballing you too bad, but you tell them that the outdoor show is real important. We got to talk about these things.
Yeah, get some 40. Yeah, no kidding, huh?
All right, well, James, if somebody wants to get with you and come down on a tackle box and do a little tarpon fishing this early fall, give them a number out, buddy.
409-771-7306.
All right, James. Well, hey, good luck to you today. Be safe out there and catch them up, man.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate it. Thanks for the heads up.
Get one in the air by 7.
All right, bye.
Later. All right, that's Captain James Bloggin down in G-Town. Fixed to go tarpon fishing. Got a nice boat, too, to do it out of. That's a neat little old boat he's got, that tackle box. Sweet rig. All right, well, let's go ahead and take our top of the hour break. National Anthem coming up. Johnny B doing it all for me and taking care of business. We're going to reload on coffee and get ready for the third and final hour of the Outdoor Show right here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back after these messages.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.